Oh, Elysia. Okay, good. Then we can. But I can't see him. There's a lot of. Okay. Fine. So it's Nelly Yom Kippur, yeah? Okay. So Chabal, the people aren't here. So as we do every year, at this time of the year, we ask ourselves some simple questions. And the goal is to be able to go into Yom Kippur B'Simcha and to be able to come out of Yom Kippur B'Simcha. So we have to ask ourselves, what is it that mafrias us, that disturbs us, going into Yom Kippur B'Simcha and coming out of Yom Kippur B'Simcha? What's the problem? If there's no problem, we can go back to learning Gemara. We don't need to do this. We have to ask yourself. There's a personal question. I wish I could get everybody up, because you'll see they've all got problems. They don't even know it. You go into Yom Kippur B'Simcha. You come out of Yom Kippur B'Simcha. Just, you can nod. You come out B'Simcha, yeah? Because you know that you did tshuva, and the tshuva is mechap, and everything's fine. No. Are you sure that you got 100%? You know, you didn't. Oh, good. We have to deal with it. Baba, yeah. Huh? What are you worried about? You're going to be worried if you're going to be forgiven or not. You did tshuva? If you did tshuva, you got nothing to worry about. Oh, so the problem is not that you don't know if you're going to be forgiven. The problem is you don't know if you did tshuva or not. If you did tshuva properly, why shouldn't you be forgiven? Well, Hashem's playing games. Either tshuva works or it doesn't. If you tell me tshuva doesn't work, just say, I'll go home. Game over. If you tell me tshuva doesn't work, I'm with you. I'll be miserable, horribly depressed. Yom Dikayon, Yom Kippur, day of depression. Sure, I agree with you. But tshuva works. If you did tshuva, you're forgiven. Why shouldn't you be forgiven? No, I did tshuva, but I'm not. Why? You think Hashem some? No, it's possible. So, as far as logically, if you did tshuva, you're forgiven. You have kapara. So you have suffix whether you did tshuva or not. That's another question. Good. Tell us, we have to ask ourselves. So once again, he did tshuva. He believes in tshuva, and he knows he did tshuva, and he knows the tshuva works. Now he wants to know why he's getting the surim next. First of all, how do you know you're getting the surim next? Last year you had your surim. It was because maybe you didn't get it right last year, but now I'm coming out of Yom Kippur. No, I'm fine. Who says you're going to get your surim? How do you know? Hashem showed you what he wrote in the book for you for the year. Now, the question is like this then. If I do get Yisurim, does that mean I didn't do tshuva last year? No, it could be you did do tshuva. There's certain things that are only miskapa through Yisurim. It's because you did tshuva and because you got kaparis, now you need some dry cleaning. Because Hashem wants to clean up the bull now, so you don't have to have Yisurim in the next world. You can clean things up in this world, you don't have to deal with them in the next world, because the next world is much worse than dealing with them here. So Yisurim could dafka be a simon that your tshuva was makabel.
What did that guy say?
He died because his time was up. Yeah, he finished what he had to do, and he's done his job in this world, and he's died, and he's gone. That's it. He's in a good place now. Nobody left this place alive. It's like that prison in Russia. There's a prison in Russia. They interviewed the warder. He said, nobody ever got out of here alive. It's the same as this world. Nobody ever got out of this world alive. So dying beside it, that's part of the system. He died, because that was there. His time's up. But on Yom Kippur, when you come out of Yom Kippur, you're not miserable because you think you're going to die. That's not the problem. If that's your problem, I don't know how to deal with that. I've never heard that one before. We ask the following question, as we do every year, Erev Yom Kippur. Those that have been here before know what I'm about. How do I go into Yom Kippur B'Simcha? And I'll show you why you have to. Nobody asked who said I have to. Maybe I'm supposed to go into Yom Kippur terrified. I don't know. I'll show you. The Bani Yonah says you're supposed to go into Yom Kippur with incredible Simcha. And I come out B'Simcha. What's stopping me from doing that? If nothing's stopping you and you go into Yom Kippur B'Simcha and you come out B'Simcha and you're fine, then why are you here? Go learn Gemara or something. Go do something with your life. But most people, that's not the case. So we started off saying it was because we don't believe that we're being forgiven. So then we said, no, if I did tshuva, for sure I'm forgiven. Hashem doesn't play games. So maybe I don't believe in my tshuva. So then he said, no, I believe in my tshuva and I've been forgiven, but I'm worried about Yisurim. So we dealt with it. So you're fine. You can go into Yom Kippur B'Simcha, you come out B'Simcha. Why do you have to go in B'Simcha? Because Rabbeinu Yonah says you eat the suda on Erev Yom Kippur, yeah? This is the Shari tshuva, it's not me. Why do you eat the suda? He says, because an incredible simcha of the anticipation of the kapara of Yom Kippur, a person makes a suda's Yom Kippur. That's what the suda is. Rabbeinu Yonah says it in Shah Gimel. Yeah. You want to go have a look inside, you can look inside. And why you come out for simcha? That's poshut. You have to be the simcha when you come out of Yom Kippur. How do I do that? Or it's just another day of, yeah, I've been here before, and I've clapped al chait, and I know I'm going to do the avayir again. And, well, what's the problem? No, I need you to tell me. Eli's hiding away, doesn't want to help me. What gets in the way of Yom Kippur being Yom Shel Simcha? Either I don't trust my tshuva, or I don't believe that I'm going to hold by my tshuva, or I don't believe that it's possible to do tshuva for so many things, or I don't believe that Hashem actually mischaper avoinus, which is stomach picosis, or it's too hard, it's too big.
We definitely conditioned that it's sad.
That's for sure. I'm terribly brainwashed. Yom Shel Dikayon. It's a sad, terrible, miserable day. You can't eat, you can't live. It's the Yom Shel Tisha B'Av. Mama's teacher. So we have to get out of that. We have to recondition ourselves. In England, you grew up, Yom Kippur was a simcha dika day, or was a miserable day? Abba Yoshev bebet kneset kol hayom veboche. Dad's in shul crying the whole day. It was very serious and very full. Mistake. Let's ask him. He's an FFP. What gets in the way, if it does, of you going into Yom Kippur B'Simcha and you're coming out B'Simcha? If you don't go in B'Simcha, you don't come out B'Simcha, why not? That's the question on the table. You have to say it again and again. This is not a chasana, a voice, you come and you go and you work. This is shachris. Yeah, you come and you go, you come and you work. You heard the question. You heard it last year. What's preventing us going into Yom Kippur B'Simcha? And what's preventing us coming out of Yom Kippur B'Simcha? If you're coming out B'Simcha, B'Simcha.
Well, then I'm not there. Mean? I feel good.
You feel B'Simcha, whatever. I don't know. I'm not going into that.
You feel like you haven't heard to.
We don't really believe it's true.
What's true? We don't believe what's true.
The true of the word.
Oh. That's what you said earlier. We think Hashem's a liar. Either Hashem's a liar or I'm a liar. No. Either Hashem lied and he told me if you do tshuva, I'll mechaper, or I'm a liar and I didn't do tshuva. I said I did tshuva, but I didn't do tshuva. And if you don't do tshuva, it doesn't work. You have to do tshuva. So I didn't do tshuva. Or Hashem's a liar. Either I'm being standing there meshaker and saying I'll never do this again because then I'm going to do it again. So it's one big lie. Or tshuva doesn't work. Nachon, I'm too bad. From kippahs for other people. The law is not mishpili.
He makes a 100 out of 8. We talk about Israel and everybody, they only focus on one.
One Kabbalah. So what's the problem?
So in the 100 of faith, I'm not serious about it. Well, one out of 100.
Excellent. Good. Okay, we have a cure for that as well. We have a cure for that cockroach as well. That mistake can also be cured. I'll show you now. We'll deal with that. That's the easiest one to deal with. That's the geschmackest one. That itself will make you simcha. You'll see, I'll show you in aloha. Not in a shkofa, not in a... I'll show you mamash in aloha how that works. Gevaldik. That was the biggest liberator for me. The answer to that question, Shnia. His question is in order to do tshuva, you need a Kabbalah for every aveira that you do. So you have a couple thousand alchets and a couple thousand aveiras, and you're only allowed to take on one Kabbalah. Rabbi Sol Salanta tied my hands. Seichel, your name is Rabbi Sol Salanta. Seichel ties my hands. I can't take on a Kabbalah for everything and say I'll never do them again because then Vaita, I'm lying. So I take on one Kabbalah, and I'm relying on resource alignment. But what about the Kabbalah for all the other things? So then that's also a joke, the tshuva. It's only the tshuva on the thing that I took on a Kabbalah for. Okay, so at least one thing, Baruch Hashem, I was yoytzi. So then, the Lashon Hara, I don't want to speak Lashon Hara, I'm taking a Kabbalah, I'm going to learn two halachas in Shmiras HaLoshon every year, every day, or every week, or whatever, and that's my Kabbalah, etc. Lashon Hara, I'm taking care of. What about everything else? One of the four things that Rambam says, to do tshuva, you need a Kabbalah. And you can only do Kabbalah on one. So what about the other 50,000 things? What about the other one? So this one I'm doing Kabbalah, this one not. You know? Because, okay, that we'll deal with. That's the easiest one to do. Well, that's possible. When you hear that, you'll be very excited. We believe in tshuva or not? Tshuva works or not? If I did tshuva, it works.
It works, you don't feel it.
It works, but I don't feel it.
I mean, that's it works, so you can't say it doesn't work.
V'zeh lo b'shamayim, v'lo me'ebrayam, v'lo rochok, it's korub adova alecha mod mod. Hashem tells you, this is not something that's impossible, it's not so difficult, it's not so hard, it's mamish mod mod korub, it's in your ability to do. Chofetz Chaim says it. One second. It's the most impossible thing in the world. What are you talking about? No, it's not. Tshuva is the easiest mitzvah in the world. There's no easier mitzvah. What's the problem? You open up a shari tshuva. The yesham dvarim that are impossible. Dargas, medargas, medargas. So what do? It's impossible. I can't do this. I close the book and I go home. For one second. What about doing the minimum? What about doing the basic, being mekayim, the mitzvah of tshuva? What are the minimum requirements to be mekayim, the mitzvah of tshuva? Let's get that clear. To be yotzi the mitzvah. Yeah, kosher brocha. You couldn't find a super duper whooper $250 esrog, so you didn't do the mitzvah. But there was one year that was kosher brocha. There was a 25 shekel esrog, which was kosher brocha. You could be yotzi the mitzvah with it. It was the only esrog you could find. No, don't use it because it's not the super duper mahuda one. Well, first be yotzi the mitzvah. We'll worry about super dupers afterwards. You want to be yotzi the mitzvah? Not. So one of the problems is we don't have a fixed shearim here. A lulav has to be so long. If you take it to tape measure, you can measure. It's got to be dry, how green, whatever. Esrog has to be kach v'kach. We have clear gedori. Matzah, kazais matzah is bidyuk. Tshuva doesn't exactly have, it's a mitzvah sasederai, so it doesn't have clear gedori. The person has to use his seichel a little bit here, and that worries us because we don't like to think too much. We don't like to trust ourselves too much either. Was I yaitzi? Well, then I maybe not. Maybe I have to do more. Maybe is that business? No. So what's the minimum you can do? We've discussed this many times. Ellie, where are you? I need you. Ellie's got this clear. We've done it. So let's start with charata. Let's start. You said charata first. So what's the problem with charata?
Not really.
What does it mean, charata? What's the minimum shear?
Lo shavel.
Oh, good. You've also been around here for a while. If you have a look in the Magza, everything you need to do tshuva is in the Magza. Your problem with Kabbalah is the problem with Charot, it's all there. The first minimum level that you learn Sizan Charotu with is the law Shavalon. The law Shavet. What was the feeling you had after you did an Aveira? Well, I'm really glad I did that. Sure, Boch Hashem. That is a Shavet. That was Mamash worth it. I'm so glad I stole that ice cream and ate it. That was delicious. Boch Hashem. Never ever happened. Person doesn't have aveira afterwards, you know, is the law shaveh? The law yashaveh. The pleasure he got wasn't worth the pain and the difficulties and the law shaveh. Minimum level of charot is the law shaveh. Wasn't worth it. Wasn't worth it. The law shaveh. And it says it in the nusach. The law shavelon. The law yashaveh. Look, it's not shaveh. It's not shaveh. You were yaitzi. The law shaveh. Wasn't worth it. None of the aveiras I did was worth it. That's charata. I regret that I did it because it wasn't worth it. My simcha levels, they stay the same. I don't become miserable and beat myself to death and tear my hair out and put my head between my knees and cry myself to death because I don't know how to do that. It's not me. It's not even the correct path, by the way. You're not supposed to die from tshuva. A few cases that the Torah brings down, certain exceptions where they did tshuva miyad, they all died. No one ever survived. Lord, they're our goal. I don't have to cry myself to death with my head between my knees. I'm charata. That's not the goal. The goal is to save the Lord. Shabbat, now you've done charata. Vidui is not so hard. I'll tell you the minimum kiyuma vidu is avalanachnu v'avasenu chatan. It's already your yaitzi, already a big chunk of vidu. Okay, but you have to go through all the, you have to stand there and go through all the chaits, knock them all, whatever. Some will jump at you, some won't, some are meaningless, some are more to you. So the ones you mentioned, oh, there's Eli. Oh, Hashem. Where you been? I need you here. Okay, so so vidu is not such a hard one.
You understand them or just...
Most of the ones you have to deal with, you understand. The ones you don't understand, but the ones you know, you've got to do a little work. I mean, you've got to come a little bit prepared. You have to know what the things are that are really bothering you. Everybody knows what are the things that are real issues that are really... We'll come to that as well. There are a lot of things you're clapping your head for, but they're not shaykhtas bichlal. Nobody even asked you to come here with them. They're outside of my nekudas habechira. They're so far from my nekudas habechira. I'm onus. And I'll tell you a secret. You know what the Torah says about onus? Onus rachmanu potra. There's some potters. I don't have to worry about the things that aren't my bechira. There are a lot of things in our chait and whatever which are not shaykh to me bichlal. Hashem's not they're not talking to me because that's just not in my range. Can you bring me a chayim to the Lord of Chaylech Beis? I'm sorry to always trouble you, but you just be
right here. I love you, Joel.
You know where the Musa Svarim are? Chaylech Beis. It should be there. It's there the other day.
Don't forget Aziva Sachet. That's the big one.
We'll deal with Aziva Sachet now. Huh? It's also in the plural as well, which also helps a little bit, because I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about everybody. Okay. Yeah, Beseder, so I'm this is a better question. Yeah, Beseder, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. We'll get there. Yeah. It's in the plural, just because then I don't feel so bad. Okay, just said it. Makes me feel a bit bad. Anachnu v'avoseinu chetan. Okay, I'm part of Klal Yisrael. That's a big help as well. But I still have to talk about myself. I still have to deal with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I never did any of Eiris. So I'm just clapping for the rest of Klal Yisrael. But me, myself, I never did any of this. Well, the things that are shaykh to me, that's what gets in the way. Yeah. In the beginning of Sharei Tshuva, in the why is it? It's right here. Sharei Tshuva. Yeah. Right at the beginning of Sharei Tshuva, he says something that's terribly frightening. So we have to carry this on tomorrow. We won't be able to finish this all at once. So let's start here at least. At the beginning of Ashar Ashvi, the seventh Shav, because we're in the seventh month, in the seventh year, and we're now in the seventh Perek of Share of Shrevis Lavavas, called Shara Tshuva. He says like this. Yesterday was the seventh day. It's the seventh year. Okay. And it might even be close to the seventh hour, depending on the time you woke up. Okay. Baru lanu mikvar. It is clear to us already. Gamal yaday ha-seichel. V'gam ha-masha kosu v'toira. Sh'adam einu m'mala k'roi es chavoyis of klapa boir. The chavoyis is telling you, gamal p'seichel, and the Torah is telling you, that you're never going to fulfill your obligations to Hashem. Al yaday ha-seichel yisbaru lanu adobe mipnei shanu roim sheyesh ba'adam koiches teva hashoinim ze mizeh. Al pi ha-seichel we see that you see b'chush that a person has different koiches teva. A person has different things going on inside of himself. We're made up of the arba yesoides, afa, esh, ruach, mayim. One person's got more esh, one person's got more afa, one person's more dragged down, one person's more angry, other person's more blessed. People have different conflicting koiches inside of them. Okay, I want to sit here looking at myself. Veshomukav mi yesoides mundu godim. And he's made up of fundamental foundations which compete with each other. Veshem midas hanefesh shelo hafuches achas miyashnir. He has midas in his nefesh that are the opposite of each other. They're tugging him in all different directions. The seichel tells you that. Veshehagoyimim shel tnoisav mitlafim tomid, mitchalfim tomid. And the things that cause his actions change all the time. One minute he's real good, the other minute he's angry, the minute he's relaxed, then he's excited, then he's worried, then he's calm. Then we have lots of different choice of that change all the time. It's all share on its own. Umihanigudim halalu sheyeshnam boy noibim behechreach. From these nigudim, from these opposing forces, behechrach flows out of ya behechrach. What's behechrach? Behechreach, sorry. Perforce. Imperative, muchrach. Nigudim magbilim b'maisov. Kagon. Sometimes these actions are beautiful and sometimes they're despicable. This is muchrach. This, you can't do anything about this. Sometimes it's beautiful, sometimes it's ugly. Oh, well, this year it'll only be beautiful. You just said it can't. The famous of Abba just tied your hands here. I don't know what they taught you in grade school or in wherever you came. Eishet Torah or Sameach, Yeshivas Nir, or any other place. You, Rubenstein's, where did you learn? The Chovei Salavah tells you there's some things that you just ain't malasot. Means you can't change it. You can't do anything about it.
Don't be real.
Huh? Don't. They're not talking to you in that area. Nachinami. That's what the Chovei Salavah said. Honest Rachman a portrait. I don't know. That's your ask your local basic. You'll get there. I don't know. You can say it, whatever. You say it in the plural, not for you, for everybody else. It's not shach to you. What are you getting upset about? It's not a matter of saying the question is, am I working in this area? Do I even need to find a Kabbalah for this? Do I need to? No, you're honest. Pam o isa ovel u pam tzedek. Pam u toiv u pam ra. V'ze gam ach echar atam im adu sheyei tzorech l'adam she'atayre tikba es hanagosa v'es oirech chayot. That's one of the reasons why the Torah has to convey a person's anhaga and the way of his life. Because he's honest. And then he brings some psukim, ki yetzel leiv odom ra minurov, v'kol yetzel machshavo es libo irak ra kol hayom. The pasuk stating, the pasuk in Bereishis, v'kol yetzel machshavo es libo irak ra kol hayom. So, I'm not going to argue with the pasuk. You tell me I'm wrong. Vaye peradim livolet, umayit tak enushim kolo mayiske yiludisho. Hey, the kovim nozok. The kivan sha'uv dehi sha'adam einim amales chavoyis of klape aboyre. Moshe chachnu, we just proved that a person will not fulfill his obligations to his boyre. The chen rachem alav aboyre neshuoi b'to v'chasalav. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu is racham and he loves him, he cares for him. Therefore, he had mercy upon him. V'nosan lo es hayocholet tetaken es shigoyisot ulahashlim es ma shihichsim avadoyisot al yedei ha-tshuva. That's why there's a thing called tshuva. Tshuva comes to correct the problems that you can't do anything about. That means tshuva is not for the tzaddik who spoke Loshon Hara one day this year and now he's coming to Klap HaFeitim. Tshuva is for people that are like you and me. Some days you're nice, some days you're ugly, some days you're good, some days bad, some days da, 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 da. That's what tshuva works for. And the things that you're completely honest, you're honest. He's completely honest. He can't do anything about it. The law be yacholtola sig, he's honest. But let's take something that's almost impossible, but I can't do something about it. Take Kass, for example. He knows about Kass, and he was made with a lot of fire. He got very little offer and he got a lot of fire. When they made when they were making the recipe, the fire slipped in and he got too much fire, not enough wind or whatever, yeah? So he's mama, she's a Bal Kaiser. So he's hechreach, he's gonna get angry. So what can he masig? He's honest. So let's say, for example, let's use our we use this klal often. We use the klal. Oh, there's still nobody here to see me. So we use the klal. What's the klal? Diff. Duration, intensity, frequency. If there's any change in the duration of the anger, it normally gets angry, stays angry for 3 days. Nain managed to get angry for 2 days and 23 hours and 59 minutes. So he's already done something about his anger. He's done tshuva. Intensity, he used to get to 9 on the Richter scale, and now he got to 8.5. Frequency, he used to get angry every day. Now he gets angry once every 1.5 days, whatever. What he can achieve and what he can work on and change, he has to change, for sure. But the things you can't change, you're not high for those things. That means a person's angry. You can't just say, well, I'm an angry tonight, malasot, and I'm going white. If that's true, that's true. I'm not going to argue with him. Could be that he's right. Could be that he can't. Could be that he is honest in the total picture. But usually that's not true. Maybe there's something small he can do here. Okay. Then he has to start working on that. Oh, I hate to speak to people, Luke, but whatever, find out how he can make a pinprick hole in his anger. And everything else is honest. They didn't need tshuva for that. The Chabad Lubavitch is the same. That's what he says.
That's why we don't think it's real. Okay, we don't think it's real because we all have millions of things to work on. So we're going to be putter from everything for a pinprick. All I have to do is not get angry 1 minute at less. Right? And that, according to this, that's exaggerated, I know.
What exaggerated?
1 minute this year, I'm just going to get angry 1 minute less and then I'm putter everything else. Like, come on, that's not real. I mean, this is like.
You said you put 1 second, 1 second. In the areas that you have, in the area, no, 1 second. No, I never said that. I'm talking about in the anger, the area you want to work on. You're not obligated to work on the entire range of anger and never be angry again. Because you know that's not realistic. You know, you can't do that.
Right.
And the Chavis and Avavas of Piyaseich of Torah tells you can't. What must I do? I'm cleverer than the Torah. The Torah tells me I can't.
One thing.
So I've taken on one thing. So I've taken on the one thing. We'll get to Reb Nissen now. That'll answer his question. We'll get there. 1 second. I've decided that I'm going to work on anger. Okay? That means I'll never, ever get angry again?
No,
because that's too big for me. I know that there's a whole range of anger that's out of my Bechira. My Nekudas HaBechira is here to get a little bit less angry. So on that, I do my tshuva.
Okay.
Right? So that you understand that you've done tshuva for.
No.
But on that, I've done tshuva. You can't go, I didn't do tshuva for anything else. I didn't do tshuva for this. I did tshuva for this. And I get kapara for this.
No, but I thought you said that what you undertake in the next year, you only have to pick one thing and one thing only.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
So now I'm
on this thing. No, I didn't
say that.
I never said
that.
No, you're already jumping ahead.
I thought you did say that.
Not yet. I'm talking about this. Did I do tshuva for this? Let's get that clear. You haven't got that clear first. The one thing I did choose to work on. And I'm working on it. That I did tshuva for?
I guess so.
Yeah. I wouldn't mean guess so. Either yes or no.
Yeah.
So then I did tshuva. Fine, so then I can put away. That's not my problem anymore. Now I can kind of have Yom Kippur b'simcha. Because I did tshuva on the one thing that I'm supposed to do tshuva for. Now the problem is, what about everything else? That's where your problem is?
My problem is, you asked why we come away from Yom Kippur not totally b'simcha. It's hard to believe that this little avoda, now, with the next thing you're going to say, putters you from everything
else. I never said it puts you from everything else. I didn't say that yet. Maybe I said that last year. We're dealing with what you're saying now.
No, because you're honest.
Slowly. I never said you put them. I said, there's two things. First of all, what am I doing tshuva for with the Kabbalah, with everything? That's my anger. That's what I'm working on. Am I going to never get angry again? No, that's unrealistic. I'm going to try and get angry once less or less intense once this year, whatever. Whatever your Kabbalah looks like, small, make it manual.
Things are very gray. What does it mean less intense?
You have to work it out for yourself. You have to work out with Hashem. You have to ask Hashem to guide you. And Achinami, you're always going to have that problem. You see, the fact that Hashem didn't give you a share is Hashem trusts you to know what your share is. Hashem trusts
Why you. Do that?
Because he trusts me to know that this is something I can work out for myself. Person knows that we're all serious guys. Yeah? No one's a joker. Nobody's got to try to trick Hashem. We're serious. Hashem says, I trust you to work out what you can manage. And if you've tried this before and it was too much, cut it in half. Try something a bit smaller this year until you get it to the point where there's a bit of trial and error involved in this area. A few things like that in Torah. But it's a bit of trial and error. In a chinami. You're right. It's a challenge. You have to trust yourself. Speak it out with a friend. Speak to someone who's objective and say, what do you think? You know? You have to work it out yourself. There's no shia given in the Torah. Not even a chaynoi, not a chazanish. There's no shia yabichlal. In Achinam, you see, the Torah didn't give you a shear. But the Torah says you don't need one. Work it out yourself. Fine. So that I've done. That I can tick off. My one Kabbalah I've ticked off. Now I have a problem. What about everything else? What about everything else? Well, so the al-chayt's not for me. I just clap one al-chayt. Al-chayt shechatanu she I get angry. As if it's a chayt, Kabbalah, he has my plan, Hashem. Zeh, yoytzi b'tshuva, and off I go home. You can be home by 9 o'clock in the morning. You can be home very quickly. You know, daven a few shmoneh esrei, tap one al-chayt, and off you go. Nachinami, there's a problem. I did another million of eros this year. What do I do with those? So then you can do vidoy. Whatever you can do, you have to do. The Rishon Salant didn't say you take on only one vidoy, you have to do vidoy. So tell Hashem all the avirus you did. Okay?
So you become 11 as well.
Tell Hashem all the avirus you did. Oh, lucky, my boy. I need 2 days for that. Okay, that's fine. So now what do you have to do? You have to do vidoy. So vidoy you do, right? Nobody's got a problem with doing vidoy. You do vidoy, right? This chait, all the chatoim you know that you did, yeah? Asays, loving, and chavayim, and mokum, the guns arranged, you have them all worked out, you know, all your chatoim, right? So, what's missing? Kabbalah and Aziva Sachet. So those two kind of go together. You're not going to have Aziva Sachet if you don't have Kabbalah. Those two go together. What else? Charote, velo shavalanu. Seder, that's easy. None of these avarians were shaver. Seder. So where's the problem? The problem is Kabbalah and Aziva Sachet.
Yeah.
Okay. So you already know the solution to that. But you don't believe it, so that's your problem. Yeah. Well, Avi has never heard it, and he's about to get the biggest present he ever got. So if Nissan Karela tells this Kasha in his book and his Sefer in Kutchani on Hilchas Tshuva. Now, Rav Nissan Karela wasn't writing a Musa Sefer, wasn't writing a philosophy Sefer, he was Paskin Alocha. Here, Rav Nissan was the Poisek. So this is Psak Alocha, and I've handed a few Poiskim on this, and they all agreed. Psak Alocha. Ishali Smochal. As a psak halacha. Rav Nissen asks his kasha. Where's the Kabbalah of everything else? Where's Aziva Sachet and the Kabbalah of everything else? It's you lying. Al-Chayt Shechatanu Lefanecha Basa V'Cholav. I ate a cheeseburger, whatever. I don't know, whatever. And I'm never going to do it again. And I'm thinking of Kabbalah. I'm never going to walk into the place where they sell cheeseburgers. I'm going to stay away there or whatever the Kabbalah is. And I'm never going to do that again. But you can't do that because you're really working on cars. So you're standing up there lying. I ate a cheeseburger. I'm going to eat a cheeseburger again. I ate a cheeseburger again. I did this and I did this and I'm misdavening and I'm going to misdavening again. And you're standing there, you're making guns. Listen to this question. So again, if you look in the Nusach, do they bring it down here? They have Minchah here for Erev Yom Kippur. Kaporas. Oh, that's a good one. You just throw them on the chicken. That's the best one. You just do kaporas. And then all your varies go onto the chicken. And now you're clean as a kef. Why even bother with all the chets? Just do kaporas. So Rav Nissen says a moedik psaka. Unbelievable. The Kabbalah. For all the other varies that you're not taking on a Kabbalah for. That's the problem, right? Where's the Kabbalah for? You're not Yotzi Tshuva. It's not just a game. Oh, well, yeah, you don't have to be. No. If I did the Aveira and I'm trying to do Tshuva and I want Kapara, I need a Kabbalah. You haven't ever got a Kabbalah. It says you do. Right at the end of the Al-Chayt, we say, Lokai Achilon Atzati, Ani Kedai, Vachem Shunati, Kilot Atzati, Ofer Ani Bechai, Kavachayim, if it says, Arei Lefanecha, Ki Kli Mole Bushu Chima. Okay? He wrote some milfonecha, Hashem Elokai, Velokai of Osai, Shelo Echto Oid. Those 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 words is your Kabbalah for everything. Hazroket Zea la Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's your Kabbalah. And Hashem says, I'll take care of it. I think you need to come and deal with it yourself. Next year, one of these will be your Kabbalah, and I won't have to deal with it, says Hashem. But right now, you're dealing with your caste issue. I'll take care of everything else. Because you can't do anything else. So when you say that the he rotson, Hashem, it's my rotson, I want a Kabbalah for everything. I say, I can't. May it be your rotson that it's considered like I had a Kabbalah for everything. That's a kavana you have to do to Yerotzon, and that's what this in Paskin's La Locha, Yoitzi Tshuva. So now there's no more excuses. We're taking care of all the problems. Huh? Five times. However many, no, well, four, because nearly you don't do it. Well, it's all because Erev Yom Kippur, you do it. Whatever, how many times, yeah? No. Why do you have to do it five times? What's wrong with that? Okay, but said, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Right, if it really worked the first time, why did
you say it? The Seder. If you're looking for reasons not to... You need it 10 times.
Aren't there some things you do?
Because there's different parts of your neshama that need different tikkunim and different kedushas and whatever. I'll pick a ball. No, that's what I'm saying. The Lord kashur alai. I trust the process. What's kashur to me? What am I able to do? What I'm not able to do is the Lord bayashali. I throw that onto Hashem. And He takes care of it.
Why am I doing tshuva for something that I did years and years ago if I already did tshuva for it?
Who says you did tshuva for it? When did you do proper tshuva for it?
Last year.
Last year, that's the kavanah you had when you said the year Rotson, you had kavanah for it.
I had this year.
Oh, okay, fine. So you've done tshuva. You've done tshuva. Then it's finished. It's gone.
Yeah,
I just want to tell you one. There's one more nakuda we need. Yeah, but you don't have time.
Yeah, but really?
So B'ez Hashem, we'll do that tomorrow. B'ez Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. There's a big question here that no one's asked. The big question that no one's asked. And that is in the Aziva Sachet area, because of the Kabbalah, we're taking care of the Kabbalah. We know that most of these Averis we're clapping Al Chet on, we're going to do again. And we know that the Rambam says that one of the Tanaim of Tshuva is that Kodesh Baruch Hu will be ma'ed that you won't do it again. But Hashem's being ma'ed that I'm going to do it again. I don't need him to be ma'ed. I'll admit it. Hodas baldin, kamaya aidim dami. I know that. How do I know? Because last year, the year before, that's why Yom Kippur is one big broch. Because I know I did all these things, and I know next year, and not even next year, I have to wait till next year. As I'm walking out of shul, I'm already over 350 Averis before I even get to Baruch Hu. Between the Ilan and Baruch Hu, I've already made. We sang Shlach Lan in Shmoneh Esrei. The Frank Waxman once looked at this. 350 Averis you can do from the end of Ne'ilah till you get to Shlach Lanu. You know, did you say Shema properly? Did you, when you ate the bracha, Shema Shem? You know how many things you can do wrong? So I don't have to wait that long in order to, where's the tshuva if there isn't the tnaim of the Kosh Baruch Hu Ma'ed, or I got back into the same situation and undo it again. So that means Hashem, that book Hashem, there's answers for, there's a lot of tshuvas to that question, which all work one way or another. But yesterday, Baruch Hashem, I was zoiche, Yishchus, to see a shtickle of Yaakov Hillel that takes away the question completely. He removes the question from the Rambam himself. He's teaching you how to learn a shtickle Rambam, like a briska. He's a Ponovich, so the Sami learned Baruch Shmuel. He heard sharing from a shach as well. Eh? So you see how to learn a shtickle Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva like a briska. That'll take care of that problem. And then you have no more excuses. So if you want to be miserable after, then don't come tomorrow. So the physician will deal with that tomorrow. He's a machmi away.